The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch for March 27th, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the So Shore today. Premier Stephen McNeil announced more measures to fight COVID-19 at a press conference this afternoon. They include a rent deferral program for small businesses. The government will guarantee landlords up to $5,000 a month if the renting business fails. Restaurants may now include alcohol in takeout orders, and additional funding is coming to support 12 community food banks across the province. He said people without any way to communicate will receive phones and data. $200,000 is going to transitional homes for vulnerable women and children, and 800 tablets will go to connect seniors in homes with their families. Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Robert Strang said the province has 17 new cases of COVID-19. He confirmed the total number of positive cases in the province has reached 90, but said these numbers are actually good.
This is an indication of what we're putting in place is working, and it's a success.
Strang said two are in hospital and three have recovered. Today, customers at the Superstore in Bedford were told to leave their groceries and evacuate the store immediately. The announcement made over the PA system made no mention of COVID-19, but in an emailed statement, Mark Boudreau, Director of Corporate Affairs for Loblaw Atlantic, confirmed an employee had tested positive. He says the store has been closed for a thorough cleaning and is expected to reopen tomorrow. Boudreau said people who worked closely with the employee are at home in self-isolation and are monitoring symptoms. The So Shore Regional Hospital is limiting the number of people getting through the doors due to COVID-19. As of Monday, the hospital has limited all entrance and exits to the main entrance due to public health restrictions set by the NSHA. Dr. Heather Johnson, interim site lead for the SSRH, says everyone who enters will be required to wash their hands and will be screened for potential COVID-19 cases.
We've placed security guards and a staff member at the door to make sure the people that are there really need to be there. And some people are being directed to the most appropriate place or told that lab appointments are not just walk-in anymore. The plan is to eventually move for labs to be a scheduled appointment.
Johnson also says some non-urgent hospital services and appointments have been deferred during the pandemic, such as non-urgent operating services, non-urgent x-rays, and routine screening tests. She says those will continue once things calm down. With COVID-19 shutting down most businesses across the province, some workers are questioning how some businesses can remain open. The provincial government has mandated only businesses that can maintain social distance of 2 meters or 6 feet between clients and customers can stay open. However, many workers fear employers are abusing the essential service status to exempt themselves from gathering limits to remain open and fully staffed. In an email, Marla McGuinness, media relations advisor for Nova Scotia, says essential businesses would be services deemed vital to the public. Those include health, food, agri-food and fisheries, transportation such as trucking, rail and transit, construction and manufacturing, and IT, among others. McGuinness says businesses outside of these specifications have a duty to take precautions to ensure the health and safety of the persons at the workplace and must follow the orders issued under the Health Protection Act. She says any employee whose employer is not complying with the Health Protection Act should speak with their supervisors about the issue and move from there. However, NDP leader Gary Burrell says most workers in Nova Scotia don't have the financial security needed to challenge their employers. He says workers are scared if they push employers to follow proper safety practices, they could face many consequences, including wage loss or termination. Burrell says anyone working in an unsafe environment can contact the Labor and Advanced Education Department to report unsafe work practices.
The thing to do in that case is to call the Nova Scotia Department of Labor, and it is their responsibility then to send an occupational health and safety inspector to that workplace and make sure that that employer is keeping that safe for everybody that's there.
Overall, Burrell says he has been pleased with the government's response, but thinks more needs to be done to protect the most vulnerable. More information on contacting the LAE department or specifications on essential businesses can be found on our website. RCMP in Lunenburg are investigating a fish heist. On March 23rd, they received a call from the Knot Pub in Lunenburg, who had discovered that their freezer, which is on the exterior of the building, had been robbed. RCMP believe the robbery to have taken place between March 21st and March 23rd at around noon. The freezer was said to be storing around $350 of fish at the time, all of which was stolen. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Lunenburg RCMP detachment or Crime Stoppers. Gas prices took another big drop overnight with the provincial regulator's weekly adjustment. The Nova Scotia Utility and Review Board has lowered the minimum price for a liter of regular self-serve gas by 7.5 cents. It now sells for as low as 64.6 cents in Lunenburg County and 65.1 in Queens and Shelburne counties. Gas prices have been cut by over 40 cents a liter since the beginning of March. The cost of diesel increased to 84.6 cents and 85 cents in those respective counties, a hike of 1.2 cents. At the end of March 2019, gas in Halifax was selling for 121.7 cents a liter, almost twice what it would cost to fill your tank today. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and others can be found in the links below.